Finally, spring burst into glorious green, and Reuben's spirits erupted. The time had come. He ran into the barn, climbed to the hayloft, and uncovered the tin can. He poured the coins out and began to count. Then he counted again. He needed 20 cents more. Could there be any sacks left anywhere in town? He had to find 4 and sell them before the day ended. Reuben ran down Water Street. The shadows were lengthening when Reuben arrived at the factory. The sack buyer was about to lock up.
"Mister, please don't close up yet."
The man turned and saw Reuben, dirty and sweat-stained. "Come back tomorrow, boy."
"Please, mister, I have to sell the sacks now, please."
The man heard a tremor in Reuben's voice and could tell he was close to tears.
"Why do you need this money so badly?"
"It's a secret."
The man took the sacks, reached into his pocket, and put 4 coins in Reuben's hand. Reuben murmured a thank you and ran home. Then, clutching the tin can, he headed for the shop.
"I have the money," he solemnly told the owner.
The man went to the window and retrieved Reuben's treasure. He wiped the dust off and gently wrapped it in brown paper. Then he placed the parcel in Reuben's hands. Racing home, Reuben burst through the front door. His mother was scrubbing the kitchen stove.
"Here, Mom, here!"
Reuben exclaimed as he ran to her side. He placed a small box in her work-roughened hand. She unwrapped it carefully to save the paper. A blue velvet jewel box appeared. Dora lifted the lid. Tears began to blur her vision. In gold lettering on a small, almond-shaped brooch was the word Mother. It was Mother's Day, 1946. Dora had never received such a gift. She had no finery except her wedding ring. Speechless, she smiled radiantly and gathered her son into her arms.